Hello.
And welcome to BB on Blast.
Big Brother Canada.
Pre-finale week. I'm Gaz.
And we are here to talk about everything from the double eviction. Well, we've already talked about that, but the flashback bit. To the Can Awards. We're that up to date.
Oh, yeah, we are. So fresh. Last night, that broadcast. God, Big Brother Canada 12 finally got good.
Finally. It's been good for a while now.
It's been a slow burn, though.
Stop sewering the name.
Okay? Is that even a term?
No.
Does he say that? Sewering? Does he mean sullying?
Yeah, sewering. I remember he used to say that on the Pretty Boys, yeah, lest we forget. I'd like to. But yeah, it's just bringing out all these stupid things anyway.
Turns out all you need is two All-Stars to carry a season.
Yeah.
And a Bailey.
It's true.
Maybe a Toddinator as well on the side.
Well, when we got to the BB Can Awards and it was like Lexus and Todd, I was thinking,
Lexus fucking, God. What has she brought?
They were like trying to like show something she'd done in there. There was nothing.
There was nothing.
Oh yeah, it was when Koozie was roasting and there was nothing to say. Oh, you're a dental assistant. Okay.
Yeah.
You've done a lot in the house.
That's why it explains it's like pulling teeth, yeah. Trying to get a reaction from you. Were those awards a bit weird? Weren't they all about like tasks and things? They weren't actually about the housemates,
They were very condensed because there was some good stuff to put in.
Actually good content. Yeah.
I was like just thinking, shit, I need to get ready, but this is some good stuff. And then the awards was only like half the episode, which was good because it is pure film.
Not even. I feel like it's just one quarter, or just one part, wasn't it?
I feel like normally they go all in. I think once Spicy Viva's gone, they're like, why bother?
Yeah, wrap this up.
Yeah.
Do you know what? The BB Can Awards always makes me miss Nikki.
Yeah.
I always think of her when she went in and did that. They were like dressing up bit and
see this time. This time they just literally came down the stairs wearing the clothes. It was like, I don't know, just half assed, isn't it?
Someone like Nikki to go and style them.
No. Well, Gary came in and styled them 1 year.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And I think Ika came in 1 year and styled them. But yeah, I didn't think much of the styling either, but we'll come to that.
Oh, it's been worse. Got to admit.
They made Lexus look frumpy. God knows how. She's got an amazing body and God. And never get it right. anyway, let's go back.
You want to start the next year. Yeah.
Let's go back. So we're going just after the double eviction, we have that episode where they do all the bits you didn't get to see.
Yeah. There was a match going on? Much flashback?
No,
content?
I didn't think there was that much, was there?
No, I don't think it was high drama, was it?
No, I don't think so. Oh, Bailey was getting pissed off that Spicy V did that pity vote for Avery. She was hung up on that all week, wasn't she?
Yeah, a bit overly hung up, I would say.
Just like when Tyler said that thing about being better looking than her, she couldn't let it lie.
Well, the poll says that Bailey's the better looking one. We've answered that definitively. Yeah. Do you agree or disagree with the introduction that claims it's the fiercest? Is this the intro? It's the fiercest final five of all time.
No.
Fiercest final five of all time with Lexus in
What's
there.
What's so fierce about and Todd? Doesn't even understand how the show works. The Toddinator.
No idea who you are.
Yeah.
Jedson somewhat offended.
Probably best to not know who Jedson is after his bonehead.
You're that guy that used the veto on your showmance.
Idiot. So it's basically Spice's 1-2-3-4 strategy didn't pay off.
Are you kidding me?
But why throw it so obviously? Why not throw it a bit more, you know, put 1-2-7-8 or something instead?
I guess it doesn't matter when you accidentally win, though, does it?
No. what else? Oh, yeah, this was the whole bit where they were deciding who to put up, blah, blah, blah. Anthony was keeping his mouth shut and head down for the first time ever. Todd said, the people who are going to transpire to get you out. That's not the right word there, is it?
Conspire. Yeah. Conspire. Bitches are transpiring against me. Who are they?
This bit's all just like whatever.
Lexus on Spicy, her actions have never matched her word.
That's true.
Do you know what? This is... Okay, I've got something to say about Spicy.
Yeah.
I felt like... At least with Anthony, from the diary room, we knew what he was doing. I felt like with Spicy, we didn't actually know. She seemed loyal to Dougie in many ways, apart from we heard her saying to Todd, like, oh, you can get him out, but I can't.
Yeah.
But, like, she seemed truly loyal to Bailey as well.
I think
where is it? She never let us know.
No, I don't...
Did she know?
I don't think she knew. I think she would just go with whatever the wind was floating that day. I think she would have took Anthony to the end to have story of those two.
I actually think she would have done. Yeah, and the final two. Think, like, is he fucked up here?
Especially now she is souring and sewering that jury against him.
Really fully sewered.
Let alone that speech she gave when she left.
It's like Ninja Turtles down there.
Yeah, maybe Anthony didn't make the right move getting rid of her. It was a good flashy move, but was it actually a good move for this game?
Yeah.
Because now Bailey's like,
good.
She's on to
She's our only hope.
Yeah, she is. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Anthony was having a cry in the storeroom over Tyler. Was one tear shed? He actually was crying at the end.
There's been a lot of crying.
Yeah, I mean, what baby.
Even when Tyler went, he was sobbing.
Yeah, who cares? I'm rooting for the Todd, Spicy and Bailey final three. Well, that didn't work out. Spicy said, I need you to have my back next week. And Bailey said, you don't have to question that. Well, you did in the end, apparently. I don't like this bit because this bit's just what happened already. So what's the point?
Bailey said about Lexus, should have went home too, but this can't be right. Should have went home too, but we decided to keep
her. Oh yeah, because Lexus was moaning about Tola going. It's like, well, she could have gone home as well, so yeah, she should be grateful to still be
zip
here
it, shrimpy.
Yeah. Todd was saying he wants this person out. That was the sign language used.
What does it mean?
It's an L.
Oh, for Lexus?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why not Anthony? Why does no one still want Anthony out at this point?
If they're not going to, like, even if Lexus, I mean, has Lexus got the minerals? Like, she should be wanting to get rid of Anthony now. Because, come on.
She won't.
She's got no game.
She won't. She's
actually
going
to go and sit next to him in the final.
Imagine.
Absolutely trounced.
You're right. That would be the stupidest thing she could ever do.
She would, though.
Oh,
I think.
God. Jesus. That would be so boring to watch as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That is not what we want.
Oh, hang on a minute. Yeah. I know this is jumping ahead, but Arissa said today we can vote for Canada's favourite house guest.
Oh, right. Was
that, we said last week, they don't do that in Canada.
Oh.
Do they? Maybe they always have. We've just forgotten.
They didn't do it as well.
Yeah, because you said it last week, and I was
they don't. Like Marty and shit normally win that, or is that just like phone in or something?
No, they did, because those Newfoundlanders or whatever, they have strong. Vote.
What about the people from Happy Valley, Goose Bay,
Labrador?
What fuck? Happy Valley. I just finished watching that. It's quite good. Anyway, Spicy said, "Why am I so messy?" Well,
that's what your brand is, though, isn't it?
What's happening?
Bailey's statement of intent. She said, I'm winning the next HOH. I'm not even unpacking. I don't even care. She didn't actually win the next HOH, did she?
Oh, this was it. When Lexa started moving her stuff out of one room to the other room.
Oh, that was some good drama.
She was being like very snooty with her nose in the air, wasn't she? Just ignoring Spicy. Spicy went, oh, hell nah. You're lucky you're still in the damn house. But she said
She said, she's moving out.
Yeah. But she said, I just had a big fight.
Argument. She did it. It's like sort of a passive-aggressive comment. Yeah, as she was walking by,
it's
wasn't
like
it?
Something someone says when they're getting off the tube, like, oh, fuck you anyway. And then you get off the tube, isn't it? Pathetic.
Turns out the big explosion was yet to come.
Oh god,
it?
That was a good fight.
It was good.
That was a really good fight. So
similar energy though. Yeah. Smash something and run off.
Yeah.
So she instantly said to Todd, she needs to go. That's like Spicy. Yeah. Anything goes wrong, she needs to go. They need
instantly.
To go.
Instantly. Doesn't matter any given thing, they need to go. So the next comp was the Nepo babies.
Not
comp.
The babies. Oh. That's too much to Jack's disappointment.
And they were going,
I heard they got Ekin-Su to do the voices.
Why? What was that?
Do you know
about?
Ekin-Su's thing? She does that baby impression.
Oh, God. I've forgotten she existed, thankfully. Bailey's reactions were very crazy in the booth.
As always.
Imagine Bailey on a night out. Imagine Bailey with a few drinks in her. God. High energy, isn't she?
Yeah. She is good TV.
She's great. She's a great character. We're lucky that we've had her this long.
We are lucky, because I don't think we got to see the full extent of her character until now.
No. And we're lucky to have had Spicy that long. I know she went out, but she went out in a great way.
I was sad to see her go, weren't you?
Yeah, very. And I was sad to see her go like that too, but it was entertaining.
Also, you see her now in the jury house with those losers. Like, like now there's some character in the jury house. Yeah. Like she is... she's just the main character.
The jury house segment was dry, wasn't it?
Yeah.
God, Jesus Christ. Anthony ended up winning this HOH.
Was it a tie break? Yeah, Anthony versus Bailey.
Did you see what he did?
The Pretty Boys? Yeah. No, I didn't notice.
Yeah, he did Pretty Boys in the celebration. Oh, I was like, don't be bringing back memories. I like that. You now, so don't mention the Pretty Boys. And
get you like him now?
I like him as a character.
Mm.
He was good this week. Just turning everyone on Spicy and everything. It was fun. Yeah, good villain energy.
Sad though.
I liked it though. He said, final four, let's fucking go. It's going to be a wild week. Buckle up.
He was right.
I don't think he bit off more than he could chew, actually.
Winners doesn't stop Nike, I've written for. Oh, God. Because his winner's look is something.
Did you see it?
Yeah, like some sort of shirt over a vest or something.
I put winners have turned him into a granddad.
Hideous
trainers and a beige jacket. Oh yeah, like white blocky sort of trainer. Oh,
going down the bowlers club afterwards.
It was like that. Oh, I need to get tissue. Oh God, yeah. The winners looks just.
Bailey's was not bad though, apart from the shoes. Didn't
yeah,
match.
The dress was.
The shoes were hideous.
It's because she's got a good body. The dress looked good on her.
Anthony's targeting Spicy with a back door. Mm. He's now the big Valboski.
Oh God, not another one. Oh, what did you think of Anthony's girlfriend in the picture? Did you see her?
I don't think I did.
No, she was just a typical Instagram looking type of person. Was she? You know? Big lips and long hair.
Never even noticed
he wants to. Anthony is going to dig deep into the minds of Spice's closest allies and turn them against her.
Wow.
This is what I want from Big Brother.
Yeah.
And this is why I like Anthony. Not like just going to like, you know, do a basic boring game, but actually going to like stir some shit up and turn some people against people.
Yeah,
like,
he has got sort of mental strategy, yeah, actually. Yeah,
that's good. That's what I want to see. This is something that a lot of Canadian housemates especially just don't really bother with.
Oh, Kevin.
Me and Jack were having a conversation. Who do you think would... is the better player of Kevin Jacobs and Anthony?
Oh,
who would win if they're both in there together?
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, because they both have quite different games, don't they?
Mm.
What do you think?
I feel like Kevin probably is a bit more calculated with it.
Mm.
I feel like Spicy's played into Anthony's hands very well, and he's manipulated it, but like he almost has benefited from the sloppy gameplay of her.
Oh, and others, yeah.
Whereas I think Kevin can sort of work in any situation.
Mm.
Is any cards he's dealt with.
Mm. It would be interesting to see, wouldn't it?
Being dealt.
Although I don't want Anthony to come back again. Twice is enough. I do think he's a good villain, but... And I was wrong about him, what I said at the start. Like But he did ruin the first couple of weeks. But now...
Did he?
I'm on board. Bailey came up to Anthony and she said, don't put me up. And he said, first of all, I never told you I was putting you on the block. Yeah, it was quite confrontational towards her. Bailey was getting a red nose again, I know.
Well, she said, are you putting me in the block? I'll lose my mind. No, I'm not going. So it's like...
I like
she
that.
She was a little bit, like,
I like
flapping
that.
About it.
She was, like, fighting to not go on the block. Normally people are like, oh, okay then. But she actually didn't end up going on the block because of that.
Mm.
That's pretty impressive.
And he said, who's my number one?
Mm.
Bailey said, it should be me.
Mm.
But then she was doubting it at this point.
I don't think Bailey and Anthony have ever been each other's number one, do you? It's just all bullshit.
No, I think that Bailey believed Spicy was her number one.
Yeah, she did.
Anthony says they've been locked in for weeks on a whole new level.
Mm. I was thinking Anthony should have told Bailey about hot chocolate here, because I think it would be a good thing.
Well, yeah,
thing
because
to...
you can see this.
Yeah.
She's pissed off about that now.
It would have been a good thing to leverage against Spicy, say, she's been in this alliance the whole time.
Mm.
Mind you, he's in it as well.
Yeah, exactly. But, that's the problem. That's why he didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, but then, now it's out now, and now he's looking like the bad person, so.
Someone snitched.
Mm-hmm. Spicy snitch.
He started telling Bailey Spicy wanted her out. She even says things to me about you at this point.
Mm.
She says things about you. She says things about me.
He said, if that vote wasn't a wake-up call for you, what was? She'll throw you under the bus
in
a heartbeat.
Because that was playing on her
yeah.
little
insecurities,
niggling. Yeah. Little bothersome thing she couldn't get over.
But I don't think Spicy actually did want Avery to stay over Bailey particularly. But
she didn't.
She was just...
It didn't matter at that point.
It was
point.
Just a pity vote, wasn't it? And to make she's Avery feel friends better. With Avery.
But, like, it's that jury management as well.
Yeah, probably.
Because we know Spicy is very, very well known for her good jury management. Mm.
She hasn't been riding for you, bro. Anthony... Bailey refused to go on the block. Anthony said, I would love it if you never put me on the block. And Bailey said, same.
She said, you're not putting me up, Dougie. If you want a final two, there's no fucking way.
I you're right,
she
it.
Did stand her ground.
She did. So he took Spicy B to Wendy's to manipulate her. He said, anything she says can and will be used against her in Doug Alucci's court of law. What do you think about Doug Alucci's court of law? Would you trust that any laws passed there?
No, but I think it's a spin-off show waiting to happen.
So who's delivering the Wendy's? Anthony's mum, apparently.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
The sign of a good player, one who can recognise his own mum.
Okay, there you go.
So that, yeah, so his mum. Spicy said, we're well on the way. Anthony said, Todd is coming after you, Spicy. And Spicy was like, Todd needs to go instantly.
He just won the last two POVs. Yeah, she was really giving him ammunition.
Yeah.
He was there to extract information to use against her, wasn't he?
Spicy was talking a lot of smack about everyone this week, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Everything Anthony said was actually true of what she said. She was slagging Todd off. She did call Bailey a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, was, that was quite bad.
Slagging off Lexus. It's just like, Spicy, what are you doing?
Because she so looked like she was really best mates with Bailey. I was confused how she was suddenly calling her a bitch.
I think Spicy just... She don't really mean it. She's just sort of saying things for the sake of saying
maybe
them,
not.
I think. I hope. I'm not a spicy apologist right here.
She said she was going to win the POV and not use it.
Mm. I was rooting for Spicy to win that POV, weren't you?
Yeah, of course. Because that would have really put a kink in the plan.
Yeah, it would have, especially with Lexus on the block. We could have got rid of her boy.
Oh, God.
Anthony said to Todd, we might be able to pull off something crazy. Some people have been treating us as disposable. Todd said, is it Spicy? Anthony said, that's the type of player she is. She'll always be on your side until it's not convenient. That's so true. Isn't it true? Yeah.
She promised Dougie that she had his back on God, her dog and her family.
In that order.
In that order, yeah. I think she was just talking too much, Todd said. Bailey and Todd are comparing notes. Yeah, they were playing pool and comparing notes, weren't they?
Yeah, Bailey said, what happens if Spicy wins the veto? And Todd said, she turned on us long ago. She was talking too much. Oh, there you go. Spicy's starting to get a little sloppy. Starting to...
She's going to walk in a bit sloppy.
Anthony has decided to put Lexus on the block so that Bailey trusts him more. And Lexus just went along with it. That was the weirdest part. Anthony is saying to Lexus bad stuff about Spicy.
He did say he's going to butter her up first, and it worked.
Lexus trusts the plan. And then Anthony went back to Bailey and said, you're not going up. He said, I trust you, and we're going to win this game. Two people can't win this game.
My friend Anthony is buying so much favour with Bailey. This is actually beautiful to watch.
There you go.
Cinema.
Bailey is upset that she'll have to turn on Spicy.
God, I've written almost exactly the same sentence, Karen. Guys, I feel like a terrible person.
Mm.
She's going to hate me for the rest of her life.
Mm.
Will she?
No, because Spicy was the one in the wrong in this whole situation.
She still might, though.
Bailey said, who are they putting up? Lex and Todd. Aren't they the only two options I've put? Spicy's are. Bailey's getting reassurance from Todd and Lexus. Lexus said, on my mother's life... She said Lex, Dougie and Spicy would be the final three. I guess Spicy said that those three would be the final three because they're in hot chocolate, I guess.
Lex, Dougie and Spicy.
Yeah.
They were like Todd, Bailey and...
On the sofa
Lex
talking.
Having this moment where they were like joining all the dots together, weren't they?
Yeah, that was it. Bailey said, I don't know who she wants to go to the end with. I said, I don't think she cares as long as she's there, but I do think she's loyal to Anthony, which you agreed with.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And I think it sort of showed in her reaction when it all started to fall apart, when she was crying.
She was shocked.
And but she was saying stuff like, I never fucking said that. But like, well, you actually did.
You did. Yeah, but I don't think she realised that she said it. And I think a lot of the time she was doing this, she was slagging him off and zooming his gang. But she was just sort of didn't really mean it, or was just doing it for effect. Todd said, may the best man win.
Sexist.
Yeah, also he's the only man there. Something about the big Balbowski again. Oh, God. Anthony's doing...
Is it Balbowski or Falbowski?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought it was Balbowski.
I don't know. Anthony is doing the willow hands in his speech again. He was doing a lot of this.
He gets
this
a bit, doesn't he?
Yeah.
This wooden version.
Yeah, yeah, and he does. In the diary, he does...
Delivering lines
version. Yeah, he does. He gets wooden. It doesn't suit him. Will Spicy smell a rat? He put up Todd and Lexus. Anthony shouted out Happy Valley Goose Bay Labrador. That's how we remembered it. Lexus said something about if you put a diamond under pressure, something or other.
Yeah,
some
whatever.
Shit. and that was it. Hope Spicy wins the veto was my last word on that.
If you put a diamond under pressure. Diamonds are formed under pressure.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
Mm. Mm. Good line. Probably Anthony wrote that for her.
Shine bright like a diamond. Anthony said that line.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so he did indeed write it.
Okay, sorry.
It was about her.
About why he's putting her on the block. Yeah. It does sound right out of Anthony's quote book.
This is where I fucked up.
The episode numbers.
I put the wrong episode on. I put the eviction episode on instead of the veto episode.
Oof,
I saw Todd with the veto around his neck.
Oh, damn.
I was just like, fuck.
Because you wanted Spicy to win that. Yeah. That took the tension out of watching that.
It didn't. It was still a great episode. The thing is, it was still...
Which one is it?
This veto episode was fucking great.
Oh, the one that went on forever.
Yeah. It did go on forever, didn't it?
Because that comp had about four parts to it. And then when you'd fucked up the end, you had to stack those ice cubes again.
That comp was hard. But then I sort of fucked up because I said to Jack, I went, oh shit, I've looked at the wrong episode. He said, oh, don't tell me. I said, oh no. I went, oh, it doesn't really matter anyway. And he went, what do you mean it doesn't really matter anyway? And I was thinking, because it doesn't matter who wins the veto. But then obviously if Spicy had won it, then it did matter.
Yeah.
So he was just like, I know that Spicy don't win it now. And then he was pissed off at me. So it was spoilers all round.
God.
But the fact that this episode was still so bloody good anyway speaks to... I have to... take my hat off to Big Brother Canada this week. This was a fucking great week of TV. Didn't you think so?
Yeah.
But it was mainly because of Anthony and Spicy. Just their star power was leaking out all over the place.
you need a mop for that.
And the dustpan and brush. Anthony is being wooden in the diary. Here we go. What happened to not souring each other's game?
Souring now?
Yeah. Do you know what I think is missing on Big Brother Canada? The snake noise. Like we could have done the snake noise a few times when they were like round Spicy this week, like plotting.
They have used it in the past, though.
Have they? Oh, I haven't been using it lately.
I like how you always know where you are with the soundtrack of Big Brother Canada, though.
Yeah. Where are you?
What do you mean?
Like what do you mean, you know where you are?
Like, oh, when they sit down to like do the Wendy's bits, like the music, the tone change. Oh, like, right, okay, now we're doing strategy. Okay, I get where we are.
I'm telling you how to think.
Yeah, I know. I used to not like it, but I do like it on Big Brother Canada.
Don't you?
I wish they had the soundtrack on Spotify.
Can you put that up there for us, please? Anthony's walking around staring at Spicy. He does seem genuinely hurt in the diary room. But I still think Spicy is his final two, and she talks shit about everyone. I am just apologising for Spicy again. Todd is lamenting Spicy hasn't been transparent with him. Oh, and then they said Spicy's not touched the block either, so neither Anthony nor Spicy have ever been on the block. That is shocking. Shocking. Spicy was in the bedroom talking to the camera and going, oh, it's almost like this is my HOH, bragging. Ooh,
but downstairs, wasn't everyone like pulling her apart?
Pride coming before a fall there, I think. Oh, yeah, and then Todd walked in just as she was, like, talking to the camera and patting herself on the back for how great a game she was playing.
How'd she cover that up?
Oops. Yeah, they're like, oh, just got a scratch. Spicy was slagging off Todd. Who was this to?
I've got no notes for a while, so I'm just waiting to catch up.
I thought I was just talking. But that's a good thing. Spicy said Todd has to go. She said, being a two-time player, playing with someone who hasn't even played the game before is embarrassing about Todd. Like, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, but Todd is cutting in on, I think, don't you?
He is, yeah.
That's interesting, because she sort of, like, on the one hand, she was trying to, like, weaponize him, and now she's, like, annoyed that he's, like, not good enough at the game.
And we thought her and Tom were quite close, didn't we?
You thought she fancied him.
I thought she did. Now she's, like...
Hasn't she got a boyfriend?
She's got a boyfriend.
I think she has, right?
Yeah, I think she does.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that would never be.
It doesn't stop you fancying.
And also, Todd's got Donna, unless Donna's found someone else on the outside.
Well, Cousy's put the spanner in that one. Todd is going to gas her up. Spicy is pretending she's worried she's going to be backdoored. It's exciting seeing all this coming into play and was Spicy pretending? Not knowing. Yeah, she was, I think. At this point, she was, but then she started to get
worried. Yeah, and Todd knew about it. So Todd was having to sit there and, like, not flinch, which he's quite good at. It's actually his forte.
It is. What do you think about Spicy's butterfly crop top she was wearing? Any thoughts on that?
Was it like a metal butterfly buckle?
She's had like little butterflies all over it.
I quite like Spicy bringing back the butterfly. She does like butterflies. Very like early noughties, the butterfly, it is. Isn't it?
Yeah, I do like a butterfly belt as well. is Bailey getting cold feet? Oh yeah, I was getting worried that someone was going to tell Spicy, and I wanted the moment. Yeah. But in the end, we didn't get the moment, but we got an explosion. Big argument before, which was better. Bailey doesn't want to turn on Spicy as it's not in her character.
Is this why she was in the storeroom? She said, "Am I making a mistake? Mm. I love Spicy so much.
Yeah, that was it.
Is she my girl? Is she really a ride or die for me?" Mm. I thought that Bailey was going to side with Spicy, perhaps.
Yeah, I thought she might. Mm. We need Spicy at the BB Can Awards, I've implored here.
To come back.
She should have come back and hosted it. Anthony is taking the piss out of Todd, asking if he had his vote, but Anthony doesn't actually vote because he's the HOH. Anthony was taking the piss out of Spicy, saying, "Todd asked me."
I missed that.
Yeah. Spicy was then laughing about Bailey going on the block. Then we had mentions of the souring and the sewering of the game. Souring and the sewering. Anthony said getting Spicy out would be the biggest move of the season. Spicy was saying to him, "We divided and conquered and will be legends for the rest of our lives."
Legends.
Yeesh. I'm a legend. Lex has told Spicy not to go for the veto. This was part of their plan as well, to get Spicy to not gun for the veto.
Okay.
As if. And
I'm trying to catch up. I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah, where are you?
I don't know. Carry on.
Spicy said, "I can't stand to be in the same room as Todd anymore. And about Bailey, even if this bitch wants to blow up her own game." That's not nice, Spicy. That's your girl. White chocolate.
How did she turn?
Yeah.
Like that.
I think she's just, you know, trash talking. I don't think she really means it.
Oh, it's banter.
This was when she was talking to Lexus, and Lexus went and reported back to where the others were all sat on the sofa and was like, "You never believe what Spicy just said." And then when Bailey came over, Todd was like, tell her.
What did she say about Lex? She was talking to Lexus,
okay. Yeah. So she said, "I can't stand to be in the same room as Todd anymore. And even if this bitch wants to blow up her own game about Bailey."
Yeah, she did get a bit scathing about them, as if she actually couldn't stand them anymore, which has come as a bit of a surprise to me, to be honest.
And Todd said, "Why am I annoying? I don't even talk to her." And then when they told Bailey, Bailey was like,
of course. I thought Bailey was going to
go
off on one, didn't you? She managed to hold it down, which I was quite surprised about.
She did. Bailey said she'd cut me in a second.
Oh, here we are.
Yeah.
I've caught up with you because I've got this bitch, so now I know.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to go back to something Anthony said earlier and building the case against Spicy. He said every jury member that's left is obsessed with Spicy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you can't keep her here because they are going to make her the winner.
Yeah, he's right. He's right.
Is he right?
I think Spicy would win against pretty much anyone except maybe Bailey, maybe Anthony. Don't you think?
I feel like the girls are more dominating the jury though, so maybe they'd side with Spicy over Anthony.
Yeah, maybe. But now I'm starting to think, after seeing the jury, the very last bit of jury.
Yeah.
They don't really want to give it to a returnee now. Because Spicy's turning them a bit better.
Sour in the jury. That does what
she has
says.
Soured the jury.
Soured it.
Soured and soured. Go on, what else have you got?
Even Lex is telling Spicy that Dougie told her there was no way he'd put Spicy up. What? Even Lexi said it's spicy, that Dougie told her that there was no way he'd put her up.
Trying to reassure her that she's not going up, I guess.
I've said that Anthony's very convincing when he reassures Spicy that there's still a final two amongst all of this.
Mm.
Lex is singing like a canary, yeah, this bitch, and so annoying about Todd. Then it's the POV, I think.
Yeah, there was quite a lot of action before the veto. So I was thinking, you know, normally if there's a lot of action before the veto, the veto's not that interesting. But this, why did this episode go on so long?
It was just a normal length. It was a normal length episode. All killer, no filler.
I think it actually was, you're right.
Did you like the look of the...
Go on, tell us what happened.
The sponsor of this comp, Social Light.
I did. Wine. It looks nice.
Social Light.
No, it wasn't... It wasn't wine, wasn't it? Like Alka-Pop sort of thing.
I've written Social Light Wine.
No, because what about all the wine different colour...
wine in a can, wasn't it?
Yeah, but what about all the different colour drinks? Wasn't that part, all the different Alka-Pops, like margarita and shit like that? I thought it was like, you know, mixed drinks.
Maybe they're cocktails.
Yeah, I think they're cocktails. I do like wine in a can as well.
Yeah, the brand is just Social Light, so maybe it's not wine.
I want to try it. That's good.
You would, but you can't get it over here, can you?
No, probably not.
You're in the market for a new...
Oh, I am.
My canned alcoholic drink, aren't you?
I've happened to go down the Ellie Goulding route at the moment. That's my policies on not liking her in an enormous chin. No offense. That's an old one from back when I used to body shame. I don't do that anymore.
Okay. So everyone plays because they're down to five.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone can win this, maybe even... Anthony, who's the HOH, right?
Yeah. Oh, not at the rate he was stacking those ice cubes.
Yeah, he was struggling with that first time. It looked horrible, though. You had to hold
so
that,
hard.
You had to hold that platform level with your foot.
Yeah, so tell us what you had to do at each stage. Talk us through.
You could win 5K as well. Bear in mind. Nice. The first bit was the ice stack, wasn't it?
Oh, that was hard.
Not real ice, I assume, or it would have melted.
It would have melted a few times over. Like 2 hours long, though. That looked so hard. You had to steady the thing with like what looked like a pedal bin.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It's like a sort of giant can or something. I don't really know.
That's just a pedal bin.
Hang on.
They're painted silver.
She's stuck in it, but she's not steadying it with her foot there. And neither is Bailey there.
Oh.
Oh. I thought that was the biggest part of the challenge, yeah, is so that you've got almost on 1 foot raised. That maybe they sort of like let them off because it was too hard.
Yeah, maybe. Then the middle bit you had to throw...
strawberries.
That bit.
Toss strawberries onto the glass. It's
quite easy, but I bet I'd still be absolutely sure.
Then it was the lime puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
That was hard because you had to roll that ball along the rim of a line with no, like, bumpers.
I would be so bad at that.
And then you had to choose which cup to fill.
Yeah.
But the catch was you couldn't see the pipes behind the logo, could you? So it really was like a potluck, wasn't it?
But was it, though? Because when Anthony got it and he just went and guessed, I thought, no, he just guessed. And I just thought, no, you've at least got to have a little look.
Oh, you mean he just randomly...
Yeah, he just randomly guessed. It failed, yeah.
I can't remember who won, Todd. Yeah, I mean, maybe you would try, but perhaps there's so much unknown behind there that it's actually not worth it. Maybe you're just wasting your time thinking about
it. Maybe.
But to have to go back to the start and do those ice cubes
again... Oh, that was so frustrating. I'd
just sit down.
Todd did it like 3 times, I think, the whole thing.
Todd's quite determined in a comp, isn't he? He's quite a good player.
Tenacious, isn't he? Bailey said, we have margaritas, we have ice, and we have the looming threat of a back door. That's nice, isn't it?
Quite the party.
Todd said, when assets become liabilities, you've got to let them go. That sounds a bit highfalutin for Todd. this is more like him about the puzzle. It's a real mind-boggler.
Lexa said, Spicy is really good with luck-based tasks.
No,
or comps. Is that possible?
Much. No, that's impossible.
She's just very lucky.
Yeah. I think that was about it. Todd won and got the 5K. Did his love heart hands, probably. Doesn't suit him, the love heart hands.
I wrote that Dougie was going Super Saiyan in the HOH. You know what that is?
What was going what?
Super Saiyan.
No.
It's like Dragon Ball Z when they go, and then they did that animation and they put the power coming off him in the next intro.
Oh, yeah. He was going nuts, wasn't he? So Todd won, and then when they come back in the house, did you see Spicy? She's going,
yeah,
pulling a face in the mirror. Yeah. That was great. Anthony was celebrating in the HOH room. He said, this week's about to get real spicy.
And then she walked in.
He's
acting all sad about it. He did a good switch up.
Yeah, that could have been, you know, quite dodgy there. Spicy said, Dougie, what's wrong with this guy about Todd? It's like, he's trying to win.
Yeah. How dare he?
Yeah, exactly.
Also, you were trying to get him to win to get Dougie out the other day.
Yeah. Spicy said, whatever you decide, we'll figure it out. Well, that didn't come to fruition.
Well, Anthony figured it out.
Yeah. Spicy said, this is going to get interesting. Bae, I guess it's on, girl. It's me or you, and it's not going to be me. That's what she said in the diary room.
Yikes.
Oh, what about this quote from Anthony? This was the pinnacle of the...
Is it sometimes you have to turn your back to the crowd to lead the orchestra?
Yeah.
Do you guys have any idea what it feels like to be perfect? He pouted and said, to never miss. I'm supposed to be humble, but how?
At least,
that is too much.
At least he had the good grace to laugh at the end. He was like trying to say it straight face that he laughed.
He knew it was comedy.
Do you know what? Do you know what? I loved it. I used to hate him so much. I just lost, like...
Now you're in full agreement.
I'm fully into it.
How can you be this humble?
It's entertaining.
Is he perfect?
He's far from perfect. The arrogance, the ego, I find it amusing. It's kind of deserved. Although I do think his game's coming unstuck a bit now with the hot chocolates reveal. But we'll come on to
who's
that.
Who's in
later.
Hot chocolate? Have a guest on. Yeah, look around.
Like, hot what? Yeah, I know.
Who's the chocolate? Yeah. He's like, who's the chocolate?
Yeah, it's like, and Anthony and Lex are both sat there in their chairs, like,
never heard of it.
Yeah, it goes back to the old KK Kyle days. It's not like Bailey and Todd can go, well, it must be those two in hot chocolate, is it?
I don't know. I think you could probably conclude that.
You could.
Right? I was like, Dan and I are cracking up. Like, why are you saying this? It's like, shut up.
Oh, dear God. So then, then we have the 1 hour to veto thing, which we like. That's always exciting, isn't it?
Spicy said, is Bailey okay? Mm. Did you tell? Because she's acting pretty carefree. Oh, yeah, she started to get wind of the fact that Bailey was a bit relaxed, wasn't she?
She said, have you given Bailey the heads up? And Anthony said, Bay feels fine. And this was in the garden, wasn't it? Anthony was being very quiet. And Spicy said, you're scaring me.
Oh, yeah, she kept leaving, coming back.
Yeah, I know. She was like, this conversation not going very well. I'm going to come back. Anthony said, they told me some things about the final three. Now, this was another great move by Anthony here, trying to put the blame on the others. Like, not like, right. I want to get you out, but they've told me some shit. And now I'm going
to... I have no choice
but to do this. Clever. Spicy said, this is my final three. I think Lexus was still there at that point.
She said that Anthony was saying that she had a final three with others. She said, it's not a real final three. I can't fucking stand them.
Yeah. Oh, ouch.
What? I'm sure you're actually mates with them.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? Oh, hold on.
Soiling my name I've got now.
Bailey was hiding in the fireplace at this point. I think it was because it was raining that everyone was hiding in the fireplace.
It seems to be Bailey's favourite place to sit. But I think Spicy V got in there too, didn't she?
Spicy came back out with her boobs out. She was wearing something else. Then she came back out with her boobs out. Maybe she thought that would help with the strategizing. She said, I know you're not
boobs.
She said, I know you're not letting these people get inside your head. Oh, yeah, that's it. It's not a final three. I can't stand them. This is not nice. Not a good look for you here, Spicy.
No.
Anthony said, you've been soiling my name. Spicy was pleading. I've been steering people away. Anthony said, you've been nothing shy of a sister to me. And Spicy said, you'll see this back. You're making a mistake. This was before it got too pleading, but this was the beginning of it. Lexus was still there at this point. Oh, yeah, Lexus was like, walked past, and then she like went and sat like on the corner, and they're like, can you like give us a minute? She's like, oh, my hair's getting frizzy in the rain. It's like, why don't you fucking go indoors and fuck off then?
Yeah, why are you out here?
Yeah, Liz earwigging. Mm. She was earwigging.
Spicy said, they're doing whatever they can. They're going to cut you, Dougie.
Mm.
And they should, to be fair. I thought Spicy fought her case quite well, to be fair.
She did, because she was very indignant kind of thing. And because there was like truth in what she was saying, that she probably was never going to cut him.
Yeah.
But she had also been going around talking shit about
exactly.
him.
Exactly. She was sort of lying about some of the stuff that had happened. But like you say, I think she just sort of like forgot.
Anthony was making out he's the victim. He said, Bae told me you were coming for me. And Spicy said, never.
This whole scene was really, really like poetically beautiful, wasn't it?
When it was.
The thunder started rumbling and like Dougie like looked to the sky.
Do you think Ted piped in that thunder and lightning for extra atmosphere?
I mean, I'd respect it.
I actually put that on Twitter and someone said, no, there was a thunderstorm at that time. Like, which I appreciated.
It corroborated it with like weather.com.
Yeah, you would say that.
Someone from production, that was. The mole.
Yeah. Spice is crying and fighting for her life, pulling on his heartstrings. I've been playing so hard for us, I've never, ever considered putting you up. Anthony said he was going to go and talk to Bae, and they cliffhangered this conversation.
Are you referring to as Bae, or is he?
No, I'm just writing Bae, because it's shorter than Bailey, and I'm never sure.
It's making me think of, like, Bae, as in B-A-E.
Oh, Beyonce.
No, when people call each other Bae.
Oh, Bae, right.
Like,
yeah.
Before anything else it stands for. Did you know that?
I think I have heard that, but I'd forgotten, generally. Oh, God. I thought it was just short for, like, baby or something.
No, it's before anything else.
Oh, that is so
or
bad.
Anyone else.
That's so cringe. So, yeah, they cliffhanged it on. He went into the bathroom and said to Bailey, look, is it true that Spicy said he wanted to go to, she wanted to go to the end with Bailey?
Right.
And that was...
Did they just...
Yeah, cliffhanger, which I knew they were going to cliffhanger around. Yeah, that scene was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, really
because
good.
Especially because they were just... Spicy was, like, down low, and then he was high... And just, I don't know. It's just, and you know that they are actual friends in real life. So this is probably like the actual end of their friendship now, isn't it?
Oh, you think so?
Well,
probably
not great, is it?
No.
Yeah,
it only got worse, didn't it? From there,
that was cinematic.
It actually was cinema.
Pure cinema.
I was talking to Alfie about this. Alfie was desperate to talk about this. He was like, I don't want to say it, but. It was cinema. He's like, I don't want to say it, but cinema. And I was like, oh, chef's kiss.
Oh, no. That I wasn't part of this conversation. Yeah, it was good. It was good.
It was great.
So then we had the start of the eviction episode. There was some mention. I did listen to the announcer guy for once.
Yeah.
He mentioned the backdoor bandits. I was like,
who's that?
Who were? Everyone except for ICB, I guess. Arissa was wearing a neon pantsuit. Did you like this?
I think this is one outfit I could get on board with.
Mm. The only thing I don't like is the no shoes.
I knew you were going to say that. You don't like
not
seeing the shoes, do you?
I don't like it when you can't see the feet. I don't know why.
Like, are there feet even?
Yeah.
What are you wearing there?
Yeah, Arissa's just got her slippers on under there.
Might have fluffy slippers.
Yeah, I like it. I've put highlighter chic. So, Anthony said to Bailey, she's been soiling your name. Oh, not this again. Yeah, there wasn't really a cliffhanger at all in that They tried to make a cliffhanger out of that conversation, but then it was just
what happened?
Like,
did they pick up immediately? Or?
Yeah, Anthony said to Bailey, she's been soiling your name. And then Bailey was like, I don't even know. I haven't even written it down.
Telling her she's claiming to be lying to Bailey.
Mm. Well,
Bailey is being very reserved, I've written.
Mm. Mm. Spicy was begging, please don't put me up, and clinging to his arm. And Anthony said, you wanted someone to take me out. She swore...
This is when they went to the sofa, like in the sort of backyard indoor bit, right?
Okay. She was swearing on her life that you could trust me.
Yeah, I've read she's literally begging not to go up. It's, it's a bit sad to see someone having to now beg.
It is. The music changed into like mafiosa type music as well.
Did
you? Yeah. Todd came gliding out. Oh, yeah, this is when they...
Was wearing heelys?
This was it, because it was like 5 minutes before the veto, and she was just doing a one final plea, basically, just before the veto, wasn't
right.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Todd sort of came out like... Mm. I think he was wearing heelys. Todd said, at the start of this game, I didn't know a whole lot about it, but I've come from Todd to the Toddinator. Well, what a change.
Dan was like, no one's calling him a toddler. I was like, yes, they are, we are.
Yeah, we are, and that's it. Spicy said, one last thing. Don't do it, please, to Anthony.
Mm.
Anthony said, this is an extremely difficult decision. Did you have anything else he said?
I don't know if I'm on the right bit. She uses... Is this the vetoes already?
Yeah.
I don't think I've got anything he said now.
Oh, right. He put Spicy up. Lexa sat there. So that smile that she does.
Which one? Lexa's?
Like, yeah. Mona Lisa-esque. Like, do you know what I mean? She's slightly evil. Then we had the Wub Wubs and the Big Brother Canada music mixed together for extra drama. Did you notice that? Yeah, we did. Spicy then went to the bedroom. This is when she went to
the
bedroom.
Why have they got Spicy in the diary room after the video competition? Oh, yeah. Sorry. No, don't worry. Ignore me.
Spicy went to the bedroom on her own. The others were all sort of like, oh. Do you know what I mean? Cause she's,
what have we done?
Yeah, she was pissed off. And she said, he's been using these pieces of info against me. Anthony told the others what Spicy had said. Ride or die means forever and always.
Oh, yes. She said she thought he was using the information, but in reality, he didn't actually believe it.
Oh. That's what she thought. Yeah, he's just, like, trying to get her out before the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's time. One of them's got to strike first.
Still in denial. Yeah. To the bitter end.
Who said ride or die means forever and always?
I don't know, but it sounds like a tattoo.
Yeah.
Dougie, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Ride or die is not soiling people's games, I've written. So. She doesn't love me as much as I loved her, he said.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Alexa said, how is she going to face us after all the things she said? Mm. All the things she said.
Anthony said she's going to lie. Well, probably is going
to
lie. Yeah.
To herself as well.
And also in bed with a blanket over her head. So Bailey came in to talk to Spicy. Spicy denied calling Bailey a bitch.
What? Did she? What?
Yeah. I don't think Spicy even remembers calling Bailey a bitch. You know what I mean?
It was only the day before.
Yeah, but it's just like this bitch. You know, it's just like colloquial, yeah. I think. I don't think she meant, oh, she's an actual bitch.
As in like this woman.
Yeah. Exactly. I think it was more like that. She said, he sees me as a threat. And Bailey said, Bailey brought up the vote about Avery again. I was just like,
still going on about that.
Over this. Why are you bringing this up again?
She
said
she was, but she's not.
Mm. Spicy said, there's things I mean and things I don't mean, and that's how you play the game.
Well, she's not wrong.
That's my motto for this podcast as well, so don't use anything against me. Bailey doesn't know where Spicy's loyalties lie, as she's lied throughout the game.
This must be Spicy. Mm-hmm. This is like so wrong, like really bad, really bad.
Anthony came in to do his jewellery management, I've put. Spicy was crying. He said, everything I've done for us. She said, whoever takes out Dougie will win the game. I think that's true. Then we had the skip the dishes party, right in the middle of Spicy having a breakdown.
It was awkward, wasn't it? Because they had to sit there and say, like, emotional things about the game. And she was like, I've got nothing to say, right?
Mm-hmm. So hold on, who gets this $1,000 worth of takeaway? Everyone?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think they're giving Skip the Dishes is giving all the people $1,000 worth. Imagine if we had $1,000 worth of takeaway.
It would do us a few series of podcasts.
Yeah,
wouldn't
it would.
But does it come with the Verve Clicquot or is that special treatment for
was
finalists?
That Verve Clicquot?
Yeah, but they covered the label. But yeah, I think so.
I was trying to work out if it was champagne or prosecco.
The good stuff.
Oh, good for them. Did you notice Anthony had the food well piled up on his plate?
I thought the spread looked weird.
It did look weird.
Not particularly good.
Lexus had like two things on her plate, and Anthony's plate was like heaving.
Don't blame
him. Spicy looks like she wants to kill everybody in the room. Everyone's saying schmaltzy stuff.
And Anthony then said, anything you want to say, Spicy?
Yeah.
Should know. Well, what can I say? You signed up for this. Oh! Which I thought was actually genius.
Throwing her own words back at her. Ouch.
She said, that's true, I think. And then Todd started to reference the helicopter.
Who?
Is it okay?
What helicopter?
You know when you like stand naked and you're like, spin your dick around. What was that?
Oh,
he was like, hey, helicopter. And he stood up and started to thrust his hips around to break the awkwardness.
That's one way of doing it,
that's
I say.
How they do it in Labrador.
Should have took his clothes off and done it. That would have really broken the tension.
He hasn't got a massive wiener, but it's decent size.
Yeah. Had people been besmirching Todd's packet?
Well, Koozie said. Oh, I'm a dynamite in a small package or something. And speaking of small packages, Todd.
Was she talking about him being short, though, or having a
I
little
I think that's
willy?
What it was meant to be. When you talk about a small package, come on.
Mm.
Come on.
God. Well, I'm sure he's got plenty to be proud of.
Somebody said, where's Spicy? I don't know what it was. But then Anthony, I think, responded, I really could care less, one of our bugbears.
Oh. Yeah, that is annoying, isn't it?
Could care
less. Couldn't care less. They are.
I'm trying to work out if it makes sense. It doesn't.
No,
does
it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It makes no sense.
And then she comes in and goes, "You're talking shit about me or what? Mm. Don't stop now that I'm here."
yeah.
Our friend, she's going down in flames.
I like this. And Anthony went, "Nobody is talking shit about you." And I thought, well, you're a liar as well, because you've literally just been sat there, saying she's been trashing us the whole season. Yeah, I like that when she came in and was just caused it. Spicy caused trouble from start to finish as soon as she was on that block, and I enjoyed it.
She is good TV.
Yeah, she's great. Oh, then we had to go to Jewellery House. Goose, bore me later.
Goose's Nature Watch.
Oh, Goose God.
Wanted Kayla to win.
Where'd
that come from?
I wish his mother flipping twat would fuck off. Isn't he annoying? Stop it. Stop making that your thing, not swearing. It's the opposite of my thing.
He said to Kayla, "Who did it to you?"
Mm.
She said, "Avery." He went, "What?"
Did you think they were looking over their shoulder, yet they were also on a green screen? So they were going, "Oh, who's going to come?" They look like they were...
Oh, you didn't believe that?
No, they look like
that's just trees in the background.
Oh, that confused me. Tola came in and went, "Let's go." Where? Home.
Team loaded in the house. Let's go. Oh, what's up, Canada?
Shut up.
Avery's hanging on to her sympathy vote. Mm. Turns out I did mean something to her.
If Spicy had been there at the end, it would have paid off.
I've written it's a nice jury house, as in the house itself. Yeah, is it different to usual? Okay. I think it is.
Yeah, it's always different. Whatever Airbnb they can get this week, isn't it?
They're always very bland, though, aren't they? Like whitewashed, yeah. Nothing to speak
no
of.
No good furniture or anything, is there?
A bit of style in the jury house next time. Spicy said, "You're going to go out looking like trash, Dougie. I couldn't look at you because I'm heartbroken."
She said, "I'm walking out those doors and I don't give a fuck anymore." Oh yeah, they were having an argument. The others were listening outside the door. Do you remember?
Oh Bailey and Lex, maybe something. Lex.
Yeah. Spicy is spiraling. Anthony said, "I'm not perfect, but I'm not delusional." I thought he was perfect.
I thought he was. He said, "How can you be humble?"
Yeah, when you're this perfect. He's lying again. Holes in his story. Spicy said, "Is my game over? I'm not giving up on us." Hold on, Anthony doesn't even have a vote, so there's not much point
trying. I did wonder why she was focusing her efforts on him.
Yeah.
Did you think she should have been working
elsewhere? No, she should have been working the others. She said, "This is outrageous. It's not fair. It's outrageous. Can I speak to the manager, please? Why have I been put on the block?" Spicy said, "This is going to haunt me my entire life." I like this. This is the infamous moment.
She said she was angry at him for withholding information from her.
Mm.
She said, "I thought I was getting them comfortable so we could play this game." And that's what they heard outside the door, wasn't it? Mm. "Do you really think you've got a better chance with them than me?" Mm.
And the others outside were like...
That's when he said, "I don't know, I'm not the perfect player."
Mm.
She's asking if they can still play on.
Mm.
But it's everyone else that will vote her out at this point. That's what that's what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these people are making a decision outside. Yeah. He's done his bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Anthony said, "For somebody who is supposed to be playing with me more often than not, you are thinking about yourself."
Mm.
She said, "Fuck you." Fucking piece of shit. And then she smashed that glass snacks container off of the... launched it across the room onto
the
floor.
Was it a snacks container? I thought it was a water bottle.
It was the canister they give them the treats in.
Ah,
which was empty, by the way.
No more treats for you, Dougie.
Well, he'd eaten them all already, yeah, so...
No doubt. I saw the way he pulled that plate up. What do you think about this? Attacking the fixtures and fittings and being violent.
Well, for that, surely...
Smashing shit.
Called straight to the diary room, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, she was given the dustpan and brush.
Yeah, but we didn't see it.
Mm.
I want to see that.
Oh, you want to see the tell-off?
Big Brother coming, Victoria, do this.
Do you think she got in trouble? Oh, do you think they called her by her government now?
Yeah. Big Brother has to, don't they? I don't know.
Is that aggressive behaviour? Is that threatening to Anthony? What if Anthony had done that? That'd be
Would he
worse?
Be evicted? Would he be kicked out? I don't know.
I don't think he'd be kicked out. I don't know.
I thought it was a bit much to be smashing stuff up like that, especially glass.
Did
like,
she mean to do it?
Did she mean to?
I am the biggest spicy meologist.
did she mean to? What do you mean you kicked it by mistake?
Maybe she thought it was plastic.
I just think, when it comes to the glass, you've got the risk of shards flying to people's faces or whatever. Yeah. But, she launched it quite a way, so it wasn't a problem. But
no.
Anthony did look quite horrified about the situation, didn't he?
Yeah, but then he had the complete upper hand, didn't it? Oh, you used to come in here smashing shit and blah, blah, blah.
And she goes into the bathroom and is like, we've been playing this game together this whole time.
Yeah.
Saying it to Bailey.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if Todd and Lex were both
Todd
there.
Yeah, Todd was there, yeah.
And then he's like, and she's like, now you're switching, now you want to switch up with me? And then he was like, bro, you've been switching up. I was like, oh God, that's gone a bit too far for me. Like, that tone.
She said, he's a bullshit liar. We had a final two. But that, they were on opposite sides.
Oh, that was cinema too.
The Cousy Memorial stairs.
Yeah.
They were on complete opposite sides.
All the action happens on those stairs. They were far apart, but I did feel like there needed to be some sort of an intervention. Maybe there was.
I thought it was okay. I thought, because they were so far apart, I thought it was okay. It wasn't like Anthony wasn't in her face or anything like that. No. And it was good to see Anthony lose his cool like that as well. I enjoyed it because he's so, you know, calculated. Mm. To see him actually get proper frustrated and just shout.
Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah, he said, you've been switching up. What the hell is wrong with you? Spicy said, you're a fake-ass little bitch. And Anthony, I've got Anthony replied, you're a fake-ass little bitch. Surely he had something better than that.
I don't know. Todd goes, she just smashed something, literally blamed it on him.
I didn't like that, the way Todd and Lexus were like laughing in the bathroom about Sneakering. It. It was sort of spiteful, wasn't
Maybe that was like a coping mechanism.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I said in BB UK they'd be sent to opposite sides of the house. I mean, they already were kind of
Different
sides
bedrooms
of the house,
or one person to the diary room. I feel like maybe that does happen. They just don't show it on Canada.
Yeah, maybe. So it was great though, that scene, wasn't it? Them just shouting at each other across the stairs.
Best this series has been.
Yeah.
I like it when all hell breaks loose because like that's the shit. Hell's that's the coming. Shit. That's the shit that you get in reality TV that you can't write.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's always those moments that are the best, like Cousy. Come in for Zach over the banister.
Yeah.
Like Tasteless Waffles. Yeah. My highlights in the last 3 years.
Bailey came in and Anthony said, you guys just did nothing. Well, what did he want them to do?
Oh, yeah. Bailey was like, yeah, what did you want us to do? It's as if he was sitting there defenceless.
Poor
Spicy
Anthony.
Was like holding him against the wall by the
screaming
neck.
Screaming at her across the bloody staircase. And then Spicy...
Yeah, Spicy said... What do you want me to do? She's fighting you. What do you want me to do? Scream at her and defend you guys final two together?
Yeah, good point. Then Spicy came in with the dustpan and brush. That was a bit sad, wasn't it?
Quietly coming, sweeping it up. Actually just looking like side eye from the sofa. That was so funny.
Well, it was hilarious. Oh yeah, this was it. Lexus and Todd were laughing, like sniggering. And it was a bit like... Mm. I didn't like that.
And then Arista comes back and goes, hi everyone, how are you all doing?
That was the best metaphor, Spicy just sweeping up her game off the floor right there, wasn't it? It was like, oh God. There's no putting that one back together,
no,
is there?
I can't glue that shit back.
Not even with the gold thingy. Oh,
the kinjutsu, whatever it's called. Yeah. I want to do that.
Isn't it?
I always keep shit that I've smashed thinking I'm going to do that.
Next time we break one of my ornaments, we should put it back together.
Yeah. I've got coffee cup waiting to be stuck back together, but I've just been given new ones for my birthday, so that won't ever happen now.
No, I'd throw that out. That sounds like hoarder's behaviour.
I'd just leave it there, like one day, and then I think, oh, maybe like some next occasion someone will give me the kit so I can make it, and no one ever thinks of it.
Oh, okay.
Anyone, I probably mean that.
That's an idea for a present for Gaz. He's just had his birthday, so too late. Good luck to Arista trying to like build up tension of who was going to go in this eviction.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Conclusion.
Case closed. So the speech, this speech was good from Spicy. She said, I'm so proud of you guys, except for you, Anthony. You played yourself because I had your back. If you want to win the game, you've got to get out the trash. And what else did she say? She called out hot chocolate.
That was about it. But she did say, I won't be a bitter juror, but if you want to win the game, you've got to take out the trash. So she's saying, like, she'll overlook it at the end?
She will be a bitter juror. And then she said, called out hot chocolate and Uptown Bucks or whatever it's called.
What
big
is that
Bucks?
One?
I think it's
the
just,
big Bucks.
Her and Anthony's final two,
Not the Uptown whatever from the T-shirt. Uptown Bucks, was it? That looks a bit religious, doesn't it? Have you noticed?
Oh,
God. Because the T in the Uptown looks like a Jesus cross.
Oh, no.
And Anthony wears one a lot, so I don't know.
Oh, is he religious?
Probably.
Oh, God. What did you think of Spicy's outfit that she was wearing to go?
Can you remind me? Because I got... Oh, it was... Oh.
I'll remind you. It was a green mermaid stroke belly dancing bra top with the butcher's meat straps going around her body.
Butcher's string.
Hideous opaque tights and a very short skirt.
Tights with strappy... shoes. You could see. You don't wear tights with shoes where you can see the toes, do you?
Don't need to wear tights at all in this weather. No, you just don't
cold
need to
in
wear.
Canada.
Those opaque tights.
The tights are anything keeping her warm.
They're so dated. Those opaque tights. Ugh. Just that whole outfit was just a nightmare from top to bottom.
But I'm not wrong, right? To wear tights with a peep toe is not as unheard of, isn't it?
It should be. Yeah. She just gets it so wrong,
is that
don't
a peep
she?
Toe?
Yeah, I think so.
Not even peep, it was just full toe. I just like imagine the toe's just there in the tights, the little seam on the edge.
Yeah, that wasn't a good look. Spicy style leaves a lot to be desired.
There's part of me which, I respect, the body positivity of it.
Oh,
Even though you might look at it and go, that's a choice, but also more power to you.
Yeah, no, the body positivity is not the issue, it's just the hideous clothes. So Spicy went.
I did notice she held her hand in a choice position for the whole of the interview.
I know she did. So I was like, it's not that body positive then, is she? She's trying to cover it up.
Maybe once you get in that stool, it's not very flat, right?
No, that's the trouble. When you sit down in something like that, you're going to get a spillage, aren't you? So they all laughed after Spicy left. And did you notice this? Anthony said, grabbed everyone together in the group and went final four. Like him, still trying to take control.
Mm.
Like, you know.
Yeah, the leader of the house.
I noticed in the BB Can Awards as well, he was like, you know, trying to do the toast and everything.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, like just trying to always.
My house.
Yeah,
my
always
house.
Like, yeah, it's true. Always act like he's head of the house, you know, whether he is
kind
or not.
Of might feel like it though when you've been there before, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
They're kind of like guests in his game, really, aren't they? He said, what is it? Anthony said we can talk when this is. No, did she say Anthony? We can talk when this is all said and done.
Yeah.
No goodbye. It's just off.
No, she said goodbye to everyone except him. Mm. Yes.
I mean, he must have seen that coming. She knows how to build the drama.
Yeah, I love her going out like that. I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh, why did she go out like that? How classless! I'm like, that's good TV. So that's all
what
I
expecting
care about.
As Anthony said, you don't expect class from Spicy V.
Oh, how rude! what else? The interview. She said, "This is just wrong. He pulled stuff out of his back pocket." She wants Bailey to win. Spicy said.
She just needs to win and cut Anthony.
Yes, that's exactly what
she said. Anthony knew he couldn't beat me at the end. Probably as part of that.
I think it's
might
partly,
be right there.
Yeah.
Arissa was also asking why she didn't focus her energy on Bailey and Todd. I don't know if she had an answer for that. To Anthony's doing this sincere. I know you'll understand why I had to do this, and I'm so upset. And I'll see you on the other side. Spicy went, no, you won't.
It's
hilarious. She's like, I'll see you on the other. No, you won't.
I bet she will.
I think you have to at the final.
Yeah, I bet she will. Oh, yeah, Bailey said, we rode this thing till the wheels fell off, and I guess they fell off. And also, I think she was citing the Avery vote again at some point.
Still going on about it.
Lexa said, you mistook my kindness for weakness. Kindness? What kindness does she have?
She's
there.
She's like Mother Teresa.
Her fucking nose in there the whole time, acting snooty. Todd did a bit of jury management. He said, no hard feelings and lots of luck. So he's at least got half a brain going on there. That was it. That was the end of Spicy V.
Sad.
What a shame. Sad to see her go.
It is sad.
But at least she went out in a memorable way.
She did.
And it was a great week. And it was good to see them turn on each other.
I hope she doesn't, feel upset about it.
Oh, I think she does.
Yeah, no, but
long term.
She was still, a great character.
Yeah.
Did she win any money in any of these comps? Didn't she?
No, I don't think so. She played a good game.
Surely she gets paid, doesn't she?
Yeah, I reckon.
It's not bad.
She played a messy game. She did play a good game at times.
She was the best character.
She built a good alliance, but then she took out a few of her own people. Just too messy. Then a bit bitchy at the end, unnecessarily.
But brilliant TV.
Yeah.
So we're here for it.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
I think the legend of Spicy V has, like, been cemented.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, she was good first time around. Yeah. But there was more focus on her this time.
Yeah.
So we got to see more facets to her character.
Yeah, falling over when that guy gave her the card. Doing a forward roll when she came into the room one time for no apparent reason. things like that.
Alfie sent me a clip of her in the diary room from her first series of the day. I forgot she'd got the pink hair last time around as well.
Yeah, she did.
Just the same. He said, yeah, it's her brand. I felt like she went more all in with the pink, though, sometimes with the clothes this time. She like, made pink more of a thing this time around.
Well, I like pink.
Me too.
Do you want to have a break? We've got to talk about the BB Can Awards.
We need a break.
We've done an hour and 5 minutes of no break.
Yeah, we need to put some ad revenue in here.
Yeah. BRB.
Right. It's back. Big Brother Canada Awards. Oh,
boring.
Suspicious occasion.
This episode was actually quite
good.
It was a good episode because I thought, oh, because you said, let's watch it before we do the podcast. I thought, oh, I'll just watch the five minutes at the start might be the comp. So I thought I'll watch that and then just the BB Can Awards and whatever. But then there was like about half an hour of good content. I was like, really good content. What's happening? So Bailey starts going, so what's the hot chocolate alliance?
What's the big box alliance?
Yeah, and Anthony's just like, wasn't he?
She was starting to wonder why Anthony hadn't been transparent with her about the alliances, if they really were.
Yeah, he said he told her everything, but he hadn't.
Uh-oh.
Anthony said, crazy she could have a night like last night and then call me trash. She's a snitch. Snitch Spice. Ooh, oh, it's a new spot. I don't think anyone expected her to leave with class. Oh, Anthony. Why shouldn't she snitch? Why the fuck shouldn't she? He was like,
well, because Avery didn't, Kayla didn't.
Yeah, they both went out like little pussies and didn't snitch. They should have gone out with a bang and then we'd have been more memorable. Mm. Why should you go out with that shit in your back pocket? Why should you benefit someone? Him. Yeah, that just evicted you from the game. Fuck that. Go out and burn that house. Yeah. Do a Denise Skinnis. And burn that shit to the ground.
Did he burn it to the ground?
Well,
what did he do?
He made a lot of sweeping statements. Todd said, who was in the chocolate alliance? I've written the brown people are being quiet and not answering. Don't you think this started to feel more like a 2-2 now? Because you have got the
Anthony and Lex versus what it should be.
Yeah. Anthony said, snitch. Fucking uncalled for. Oh god, she's really got to him. Bailey was swearing she wouldn't put Anthony up, but asking
Anthony was instantly trying to seek that reassurance, wasn't he? But asking what?
But then Bay said, what is hot chocolate? So she's not gonna let it lie. He said, look, it was Kayla, Avery, and Spicy.
Oh, but he didn't mention Lexus. But she quickly put it together because he started to say more stuff about the players.
He really dropped the ball here, didn't he? He's playing it down. He said, then he was going blah blah blah, this happened, that happened. He said, and I'm pretty sure she wanted to evict Lexus for how long. And Bailey was like, oh, but hold on, you said Lexus wasn't in it. She was kind of part of it.
That's not too far from the truth, because she was sort of an outlier in hot chocolate for a while.
She was in hot chocolate though. You could see his face afterwards. He was just like, oops. That's a rare slip from Anthony there to do that.
She was basically like, I know why, because like she's still here and that's why he doesn't want to expose her.
Bailey is not stupid.
No, she's not.
He should have got rid of her a long time ago.
I mean, I'm backing Bailey in a big way now.
Yeah.
I'm glad that she's still there.
And now, because she knows he's just sat and lied to her face, because he's lied to her about the existence of hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Now he's lied to her about who the members are. Mm-hmm. Now she's got enough ammunition to be just like, fuck him, he can go.
But is it right to not put him straight on the block?
Maybe,
because he can...
Doesn't matter, I don't think, because it's the one where everyone plays to the veto, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think it actually matters. So, the HOH...
Maybe she's done that to sort of keep him sweet,
keep
right?
Keep him sweet for now, about it. But it basically, whoever wins the veto, it's whoever wins the veto chooses. Decides who goes, isn't it?
Mm.
So, Bailey is the only one safe. Although, hold on, we've not got to that yet. So, the HOH comp was a before or after...
A classic before or after, says Marissa.
I knew Todd wasn't going to fare well, didn't you? He did better than I thought he was going to, actually.
He didn't do terribly, did he?
No, he didn't. Bailey was just like pulling every face. Oh shit.
But these are hard. What even is in crust we trust? Yeah, so we got a clip of that later. I think it was one of the have not competitions
or something.
Sticking your head in the pie.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
Alright, so I
yes.
thought in the week that I'd seen a spoiler on Twitter not so long ago.
Oh yeah.
So I'd read something which led me to believe that Lex had won.
Oh.
So I when she didn't.
The tie break.
Yeah.
I thought she'd won because she was closest, but it was without going over, wasn't it?
Of course.
I was like, thank God.
Yeah. My instant reaction was that as well, because I also had the spoiler in the back of my head, which I thought I'd seen that she'd won it.
Plus, we're absolutely programmed for the worst thing to happen at any given time. So it was just like, oh, of course it's Lex. No,
it would have been the worst outcome if she didn't.
Yeah, it would have.
You've got Anthony sitting in the corner there, like.
Yeah.
Kind of sinister.
Yeah, he was.
Do my bidding.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, Bailey was the new HOH. Yay! She needs to get Anthony out now. Surely she's got to get him out now. If Bailey gets Anthony out now, she wins the game. And that's it. That's the end of the matter.
Yeah.
100%. And also, she'll be an all-star guaranteed if she does that. Because wow. She's already given a lot, hasn't she?
Yeah. And probably more entertainment than game, though, don't you think? She's won a few comps, though.
Yeah, she's always been trying to play the game. She's just had a lot of obstacles in her way, like hot chocolate and people turning their backs on her. Mm. But she's always been trying to play, and she's always had this side alliance with Todd, with the Toddinator. So she got her winner's outfit, which we agreed wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't.
She went to Wendy's and saw her girlfriend. And her girlfriend said, I thought you were going to be gone long ago. Very reassuring, is it? Thanks.
What do you think about that photograph from the photo shoot of the girlfriend and the dog? Did you catch that?
Was it one of those?
Denim with a blue backdrop.
Oh, no. Was it one where they're on a furry white rug or something?
Yeah,
I hate those things. It cringes. It could be nice in the camp sort of. Ironic sort of a way, but apart from that,
it looked a bit like a Gap advert.
Yeah.
Bailey is explaining that Anthony has been making her promise him safety while being loyal to hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Explaining to who?
She's to Todd during the Wendy's. She said, Anthony's been working me for a while now, and Todd said, basically no different to what Spicy did.
But in a cleaner way, he said.
Yeah, it's true, though. She said she's going to keep him off the block so as not to anger him.
She said, we'd be stupid to gift him the game. Mm. He'll win.
Mm.
We have to make that choice. No looking back.
Mm.
God.
Todd's down.
Is he, though?
Yeah,
do you think he gave his full commitment to
I think Todd wanted Anthony out long ago, but he's just been going along with it for now. I just think Todd would if Bailey tells him to do it, Todd will do it.
So we're now looking for a Todd and Bailey final two.
Bailey should...
Mm,
I don't want to see Anthony at the end.
Isn't Lex a good person to take, though? Bailey.
Because of hot chocolate? Yeah, hot chocolate don't give a shit about
that.
No, take Todd, because Bailey will beat Todd anyway. Don't you think?
Is Todd a better player than Bailey, though?
Comps-wise, he is, but he's not a better strategic player.
No.
He doesn't even know to get up and sit in the chair when he's been nominated.
True. He also doesn't know who Judson is.
Judson was looking a bit... So here began the Big Brother Canada Awards.
Yeah.
Judson wasn't looking that great, I don't think. A bit ropey.
Did you think?
Yeah, not good.
Don't like the new hairstyle?
No, I didn't like anything. I just thought he looked tired and... He didn't look great.
He looked tired. he looks all right.
Probably been keeping him up, that terrible game movie made ever since he left the house.
He's a good-looking boy. Dan said his cane rows were a bit wonky, but I didn't think there was anything wrong with it.
Oh, I didn't
realize that. I always wondered what it would be like to cook on the red carpet, said Todd.
What does that mean? I don't know.
But he claimed to be cooking on the red carpet.
Gliding along.
We'll never know.
Yeah. We'll never know, Beavis.
Anything about anyone's
The only thing I've got chats is with Judson. Judson showed Anthony.
I knew you were going to put number 100.
He said, who's the best looking guy who's been in the house? You, me, or this guy?
Yeah, those three, the only options.
Yeah, and showed a picture of runner 100. I like that.
He had another picture behind there too on the laminate. I want to know what that was.
Mm. Well, let's talk about this amongst ourselves. Who is the best looking guy to have ever been in Big Brother Counter House?
Best looking?
Tushon was up there as well, wasn't he? I noticed Jensen didn't mention him.
No, he didn't. Also...
Oh, Hope. Hope's another good looking guy.
Maybe this is why Jensen wasn't part of the marathon, because he was on ice for this. Because now he does, like... what's it? ET Canada presenting
jobs.
So, yeah. It's supposed to be his, like, thing.
Yeah, why give it to
chatting
him?
On the red carpet.
Give it back to Ica. Dimitri's is another good-looking guy.
He is.
I don't know
They're all muscly, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know who I'd say.
Ty.
Yeah, not really my... Oh, fuck off. All gay. No. Yeah, they're not really my type, are they? All these big, buff guys.
What about Peter Brown?
Oh no. William, were you trying to go down the nerd route?
Yeah, for me? I don't know. William.
Kevin Webby. William, no. Oh, I can't really think of anyone for me.
I think it is Jedson, I'm sorry.
Really?
Probably.
I think Tushon is perhaps better than Jedson.
Do you?
They're both, to be fair, they are both good looking guys. Hope is
strong year.
Hope's a good looking guy as well. Like out of those three big buff black men, I would go for Hope.
Well, there is hope.
If I had to choose. And as for Ty, ball game, he can get in the bin. So then we were treated to... Hold on, did you have anything to say about the outfits that the...
I thought they were right, apart from Anthony's overly long... is that a cravat? No, is that a cravat? A scarf thing? Why?
I don't like things like that.
I thought the tailoring had taken a step up in general.
Yeah, no
Jedson,
wallpaper jackets. Yeah,
Jedson was in a tasteful tux type situation. Mm-hmm. So was Dougie.
Yeah. What was Todd wearing?
Todd was a bit like Sean Connery's Bond, wasn't it? Like a white jacket.
Oh, God, I don't like a white jacket.
The wide leg trousers, a bit like what you see Will Best wear in Eviction.
Oh, right, yeah. What was Lexus's thing didn't suit?
You didn't like the shawl.
No,
is that a shawl? No.
Shrug.
A shrug.
That was very old fashioned.
She said it was giving.
Yeah,
classic,
it was
giving vintage.
I think she meant this looked gross. And then it was. Well, Bailey looked nice in the black and white. I think that's what she was. It was code for like I don't like this outfit. Anyway, so yeah, the outfits, whatever. And then Koozie came in and started roasting the housemates.
Who wrote the lines for Koozie?
I don't know. She delivered them quite well.
I think Runner 100 had his hand on those lines.
She should have brought him back in. To do what? I don't know.
Just to do a lap.
Yeah.
Victory lap.
It was nice to see Koozie back in the house, wasn't
also,
it?
Also, she had a little recreation of the stairs moment.
Todd was just like, who this?
Well, they did the cricket sound, didn't they? While he sat there chewing on an orange segment. It's a bit weird for a dinner party, but okay. She said, they call me the dynamite in a small package. Speaking of small packages, Todd.
Oh.
Were her roasts any good?
They were okay. I felt a bit sorry.
Remember Donna? She's probably already dating somebody outside.
I thought Donna was waiting for him, so that's false information.
It's cruel to say that.
Yeah,
get someone's
is.
Mind ticking,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is, when he's got nothing else to think about.
No. Maybe he doesn't care. Perhaps he's over it by now.
Oh,
Todd said, I'm 5'10". I do have a decent sized wiener. I wouldn't say it's huge, but it's decent.
Wiener. Not the best way to describe it.
And then they had this creeper jump scare coming out.
Oh,
they?
Yeah. I like him.
I thought that should have been someone to could have revealed themselves. Like Runner 100 could have been in there. Or
yeah,
something.
That would have been good. Yeah. Yes, Runner 100 for everything. Where's Marsha the Moose, by the way?
Oh, she's dead.
This would have been the perfect time for her to come out. They must have killed her.
She's glue. I'm sure you've made that joke before.
What about this Skinnis thing? I've never seen
before.
Oh,
from the horror film thing. No, we've
we
not
never
seen
saw that before.
Kept that on
we?
Ice, didn't they?
God. I mean, that was quite elaborate, wasn't it? His whole look.
Quite creepy.
I don't like it when people bring their whole things in and try and do a bit in the house, do you? Annoying.
It's not a thing he bought in from outside. It's not like an act that he does.
Oh, I thought it was.
What? You saying you don't like Zoe Wilbur?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Are you sure?
Yeah, they had like a product placement task, didn't they? Where they had to film a horror film.
Oh, right. I think I skipped that.
Skip the Skinnis. Yeah, it's part of that. But we hadn't
skipped that and the dishes.
But we hadn't seen him playing that part
right,
up in the diary room.
No, he looked like he was playing that part and playing it well.
Playing it well, it was.
That was fun.
Did he win an award for that? Because he probably should have done.
Not. It was between him and the jump scare guy, so I'm not sure.
Me neither.
Yeah, I felt like the awards were very thin on the ground, really, weren't they? Yeah. Half-assed. Not that I'm
the best Toddism was another one, and they both involved Goose for some reason.
Yeah.
One was Goose telling a story and him falling asleep.
Yeah.
And the other one was called Nommed and Confused, which should have won when he didn't get up and sit on the chair. Did it win?
Yeah.
Did the public vote for these? I think they do, don't they?
God, ain't the public got better fixes?
I've been out voting for the Mayor of London. I should have been voting for the BB Can Awards. Anthony's stage managing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, everybody hold hands when the like emotional bit came on.
See? He knows.
Dan said, I don't want to hold your hand, it's clammy.
How does he know?
And then they were like, oh, what do you think's happening in the jury house?
Mm, mm.
And then conveniently, let's cut to the jury house. Mm. We need to stop writing notes at this point.
I'd stop. I was getting to put my makeup on at this point.
Tolo is convinced that he's going back into the house and is in training. Oh, he's doing the monkey bars and all that stuff.
Oh, they were cutting him out.
Classic
on that,
nasty knit.
On that.
Oh, yeah, on the phone.
Yeah. I hope that phone hasn't got Wi-Fi. That's like on deck.
Mm. Mm. That's a good point.
I took the SIM card out.
Spicy said, guess who sent me to the jury?
Mm.
Anthony fucking Douglas. Mm. I think she said fucking, it was bleep. Probably. Douglas. The tights with the strappy sandals.
Oh, that's,
that's the...
They get evicted like first thing in the morning or something, don't they? Because that was like, she was still wearing the same clothes that she could evicted
because you get bundled
in.
Into the car, don't you? Driven down to the, I don't know, Labrador or whatever.
I wonder how far that drive is. Curious.
We'll never know. I'm trying not to be bitter at freaking Anthony for getting me out, but hopefully he loses. Okay.
Not that bitter.
Sounds right. Goose wants Anthony to own his game.
Mm. Yeah. I think he will.
And then they had to do a bit of nightography.
What was that?
They had to take a picture on the night camera on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Please.
And the noms.
Mm.
Bailey put Todd and Lexus on the block.
Mm-hmm. And that That's was it. That.
Now we've, what, two episodes before the final?
I'm curious to see if they do get rid of Anthony next episode. That'd be good. You better hope he wins that veto.
Is that the only way to guarantee he goes, isn't it?
Who will he get rid of if he wins the veto? He can't get rid of Bailey. Todd has to be Todd.
Yeah, he'll say.
So if he wins, if Lexus wins, she'll get rid of Todd. Sure. If Bailey wins, she'll get rid of Anthony, and if Todd wins, he'll get rid of Anthony.
Or do you think Anthony might start seeing Bailey as a threat? Now?
He can't get rid of Bailey. Bailey's age.
Oh yeah, of course.
Mm.
God.
Da-da.
So it's either...
Yeah, it's either Anthony or Todd going. No one will bother to get rid of Lexus.
Mm. Yeah, it's gotta be.
Shit. Interesting. So that means it will be...
quite tense.
Three women in the... No. How many women are left? Oh, no, only two.
Two's half-half. It's a half-half split.
Oh, it's nice to have two women in the final, though.
Do you want Lex to be there?
Not really, no.
No.
Todd's just, I'm looking better. On the bright side.
But they've got to get rid of Anthony.
Yeah.
But he's not bad. He's got a chance of winning, depending on what it is.
Depends what it is, yeah. It'll be something hard, it'll be something flashy. Do you remember the Kevin one when they had to balance shit and then go up and down stairs and stuff?
Was it a house? Some upside down.
Oh,
town.
No, that was something else. That was cool. That was freaking cool. No, Kevin was like, I don't know. And they were like, I don't know. But you didn't think he was going to be able to win because obviously he was unfit compared to the others. But he had the strategy, the balancing strategy.
Which Kevin
strategy.
Are you talking about?
Kevin Jacobs.
Oh, sorry.
He had the balancing strategy better than they had it. So that's how I won.
Right.
You know, he could see where the cracks were or whatever.
With this veto, it's just a straight up. One competition, right?
Yeah.
And it's the next one where there's like three.
Yeah,
you have to like
the three
win
part.
Your way,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Hard to believe we've been podcasting this for 10 years.
Isn't it?
Still
gets confusing.
No fucking idea how it works. After watching 20, I've watched 20 years of the US version. Still haven't got a clue.
Yeah, but the US kind of differs slightly, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Does it? The end game doesn't really differ that much.
I think like when they start to. Say like down to five, the HOH can play and all this
oh,
stuff.
Oh,
sure,
like that.
They do that
like
in America,
yeah.
Do they?
No, but the end game is pretty similar, I think.
Yeah, probably. It's always more fun to watch in Canada though, because it's always the production.
Yeah, the comps are good, really good, aren't they, at the end? Yeah, the comps have been excellent this season. So who are you hoping to win, Bailey?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It would have been spicy if she'd survived, I think, but... Yeah, I don't want Anthony to take it, really, even though he does deserve it.
He deserves it, but that's why they need to get him out now. If they don't, he should win. If they can't make it happen now, he should win and does deserve to win. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. God, that will probably sting, won't it, if he does go before the final, given that he was in the final before.
Yeah. What will the pretty boys say about that?
Why? Disappointment.
Yeah.
Shunned. Soiled.
Yeah, soiled.
Sewered.
I thought they were brothers for life, but they were like, no, you've brought shame on the pretty boy's name. You've been kicked out the pretty boys. Soiled, sewered. What was the other one he... There was another one that he used.
Sewered.
No, soiled, sewered, and another one. So stupid. Fucking annoying, actually.
Have we got any emails?
Yeah, I think we do have a couple.
Okay.
Okay. I've been watching a lot of old Beavis and Butthead. It's quite fun.
Is that Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah. Like the
that was South Park.
The hippie teacher is sort of like that. Okay.
Oh, that's the teacher in South Park.
Yeah, well,
similar.
It's off Beavis and Butthead.
where do we start with these emails?
We've got so many.
We haven't got so many, but I don't know when the date was that we last did it. So,
we did it last week.
Yeah,
didn't we?
No, I've got it. There's two emails in the inbox. Email us to bbonblastpod@gmail.com with your final thoughts for Big Brother Canada 12.
And who you want to win.
Yeah, please tell us.
No, hold on. There's no point telling us who you want to win.
Who are you happy with the winner?
Yeah.
Right, Liam's emailed. That's good. I like getting the email from Liam, don't we?
Yeah.
Hi, Gaz and Linz. First off, happy birthday for the other day, Gaz.
Oh, that's nice.
You must be catching up. Must be catching me up now since I'm forever 35. yeah, just a bit. Does that person really think I'm less than 35?
Sure, I don't know.
I think you're just being kind.
You're not far over, are you?
Quite far.
Come on.
just watched Spicy's eviction episode, and I have to say, I'm disappointed she's gone.
Yeah.
But she didn't really help herself the last couple of days.
No.
I think the winner's got to go to Bailey, or if not, then Anthony.
Yeah,
just because he would have managed two seasons without touching the block. That's got to stand for something,
yeah,
I guess.
True.
What's next on the agenda after BB Canada's finished? It can't be long until US starts.
Oh, God.
But we'd be back for something in between.
Oh, God. Oh, God, the pressure's on. Can't we have a break? Well, we could potentially do a blast from the past.
We could.
But we haven't got the materials, have we? We haven't got the minerals.
You mean a DVD or something?
No. Well, I've got
something.
You got something?
Just an episode of like Diary of a Cut or something.
Oh, okay.
It's on DVD that I've got in the book. Big Brother 6 UK is where we're at, isn't it?
Right. Okay.
We can find something on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, we're not committing to anything, but we're open to it.
Yeah. This season has ramped up over the last couple of weeks, and I'm really enjoying it, so I kind of don't want it to end just yet. Yeah, it's one of those things where at the start I found it a bit like laboured, and now at the end it's like, oh, it is actually good.
Yeah, I found it hard to get into, and now I'm into it. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm excited to watch it now.
Last time you asked if I'd seen any other Canadian seasons, and yes, I have, but only started when BBUK finished on Channel 5. So it would have been season 7. Oh, God, you missed out some good years there. 4 and 5, particularly strong. Gaz told me how to watch it after I bought his big quiz. Since then, I've watched all Canadian, American and Australian seasons with you.
Oh.
With us.
That's nice to watch them with us.
Did you watch that Australia one that we gave up on? Anyways, catch you next week for the finale. Who's your money on for final running order? Bye for now, Liam.
Well, it depends what happens, obviously. But if they do manage to get Anthony out, then final running order, Bailey, Todd, Lexus. If they don't...
What do you mean?
If they don't... What?
Bailey to win. Todd
second,
right,
then Lexus.
Nexus is the winner.
No. Or if they don't manage to get Anthony out, then I think Todd will go. So then... that's actually kind of more interesting to see Anthony versus Bailey in the final two.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. But I don't want... that sense.
I think it would be, yeah, more interesting TV because we'd be really like on the edge of our seats.
So what would the vote? So who would actually win out of Bailey and Anthony? I think Bailey would just get it.
Do you?
Yeah, because I think the girls
spicy.
Are probably,
oh, what would Spicy do?
Because Spicy's going to be so bitter. Jewelry. Not bitter, but a little bit bitter. Not much glitter. And I think people see Bailey as a fighter. Avery likes Bailey. I think Kayla likes Bailey. Tola don't, but God, Tola and Goosey.
Tola's sworn enemies with them.
Tola and Goosey gives a fuck what they do. I think Bailey could just pip it, actually. I can't see Todd.
I'd like to see that happen, but I can't believe in it.
I can't see Todd winning under any circumstances.
I don't think anyone particularly loves Todd.
No, I don't think anyone respects his game either. No. So I really can't see him winning. And Lexis, I just can't see people voting for her. Can't see her doing a good speech. She's not warm.
What would she say she's done?
Yeah, exactly. What has she done? Played both sides, I suppose. Played the hot chocolate and the other side.
No, sat in the corner and tried to get not noticed. More like.
Interesting.
Laurie's emailed.
Mm hmm.
3-1 at the final four. What does it mean? With those odds, I'd still put my money on Anthony for the win. Ridiculous.
Oh. 3-1. There's three others and there's him and she still thinks he's going to win.
Oh, okay. Mm. I hope Ted never does this again. All newbies or all returnees, please.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
We always say this, or people always say it, but I like this season.
I like the mix too.
I'm torn because if I think of like some seasons that I've really liked, I really liked the season where Ica came back.
Yeah, that was so good.
That was a mixed season. Dan Giesling and Ian Terry, that was a mixed season. So there's a lot of seasons.
I haven't seen that one, have
you? No, you haven't. Right. But there's a lot of seasons that were like four All Stars and a new
UK versus USA. The newbie, when Spidey came back,
that was UK. Good. And the newbies are cannon fodder, but. I don't know.
Also,
don't know.
The series with Tully, Australia, newbies versus OGs. I liked it.
I would like to see an all-star season of Big Brother Canada, though, because we've not seen one yet. Have we?
No, we haven't.
I'm surprised that they've never done it.
I'm glad they haven't, because it feels... Oh, I just think like it's quite lazy to keep bringing back the same people.
Because
You don't have to put any effort into like your casting. Yeah, at least when you like cast half new people... You're putting in some legwork.
Yeah, but people enjoy it. People want to see those old greats go head to head.
Yeah, but you can have them, but you can also bring in the new blood. I think I prefer the mixed seasons.
Yeah, but imagine, okay, let's cast the All-Stars real quick. You've got Kevy Webby. You've got Kevin Jacobs.
Yeah.
You've got
Karen.
You've got Ica. You've got Karen. You've got Godfrey. Let's get Godfrey in there. You've got Koozie.
Yeah.
Come on, we're building up a good season there right now.
Got
already.
Hope.
Hope, if you like.
Got ties.
Yeah.
Would you put ties?
Betty, I don't know. Would you bother?
Business B.
Yeah.
You got
Ty, which Ty? No.
Ball game.
No.
You've got to have some villain to hate on.
No.
You got
No.
I mean, you can't not have Cindy with an S, that's in the contract.
Oh god.
Who else? Gary. You got Gary.
Gary, yeah. You've got to have Gary.
I want Gary and Ica. Tala to come back. Oh, where's Tala gone?
No.
I don't want any ding dongs.
Kenny Brown? No, not really.
Mumsy.
you know
what would happen if they did do it? They'd bring back people that we don't want to see. Emmett, Gillian.
Oh, no. Emmett, Gillian, end of list. Nedda again.
Willow.
Mm. Oh, God.
Who's that plus size model?
Brittany, she was nice.
I thought you didn't like her.
Yeah, no, I like her. Who was friends with Sarah Brown?
Sarah Hanlon.
Not again. Look, what we're saying is there's enough people to make a good...
Not bad, are they?
There's enough people to make a good also... And if you've got to have a mixed... You have to have a mixed season now, don't you? People of colour and... Boring white people.
Yeah.
So they're, but they have got like quite.
Yeah, but Canada's always been. Quite
yeah, Canada's got a lot of choices for people who they could bring back in that spot.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse really.
Do you think it's harder to get everyone to commit?
I think they don't want to put their hand in their pocket. That's what I think.
Mm.
because you got to pay out a bit more for the... They could only afford Anthony and Spicy V. Yeah. They probably got Spicy V cheap, like, here, have a couple of lollipops and come along with that. And she's like, okay. Anthony probably got twice as much as what she got.
I wonder what it is like for life, for people like after the house, like life after the Big Brother, because... Like, I know Jedson's got a bit of presenting work, and so does Brittany as well.
Yeah.
But like, otherwise...
Mm. Oh, Ica made a bit of a career for herself, didn't she? And Gary,
she
obviously.
She did, but she seems to have sort of given it up.
I think, yeah, I think, is there some bad blood or something? I don't know.
I don't know, but like, yeah, what is it? What are you a celebrity at that point?
Mm.
Do people care enough?
Nah, they don't really have celebrities in Canada, do they? Apart from Justin Bieber and Celine Dion.
And Drake.
And Bryan Adams. Rent a Canadian.
What about Celebrity Big Brother Canada?
Oh.
Me too. Do you think it would be so, like, irrelevant people?
Low-rent celebrities.
Do you think?
Well, yeah, because the only ones we can name are, like, the big...
Yeah, you wouldn't get them people.
Yeah, but they might have, like, Canadian reality shows that have, like, some juicy people on.
Of course they will.
But they don't. Maybe they do. Who knows? We don't want it too nicey-nicey. That's what we don't want. We want, you know, we want people fighting across the stairs. What's that?
Sounds like there's a biplane about to take off outside my house.
Anyway, we're kind of done now. Is that the end of Laurie's email?
Yeah.
Thanks for email, Laurie.
Somebody's car's knackered. That's what's going on there. Right.
That's it. We're done.
What a season.
Mm. It's not over yet. We're going to do the finale on Friday.
We are.
But it's on a Wednesday, so you need to stay on the internet.
What are you saying? We're going to watch it together for the result?
No, we're not going to watch it together, are we?
No, no, but you told me to stay off the internet just now.
No, obviously don't get spoiled.
Overnight on Wednesday,
yeah, don't get spoiled.
Thursday night.
Yeah, and we'll watch it separately on Thursday. And then we'll...
Don't you worry, I've got my hashtags muted.
Okay, well, I don't trust those hashtags. So avoid Twitter altogether, that's what I say. And not just while Big Brother's on, just permanently.
We are back in Bailey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're Team Bailey for the win.
We're Team Bailey, but if it all goes to shit, I'm Team Anthony. Unfortunately.
Wow.
I know. I never thought you'd hear those words come out of my mouth, did you? The Poutine Poppy, Dougie-licious, the big, what was the big one?
Babowski or something.
Babowski. Big Bow Bow.
Big Bow Broski.
Anyway, that's it. Follow me on Twitter, light up VM.
Follow me, BB_superfan.
Read my book, First Aid Kit Girl. Read. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify.
Maybe we should try and do some interviews with that. Maybe we should talk to Spicy about a game. Could we do that?
I would like to do that. Don't you think it'd be fun?
Yeah, we could try.
Spicy or Bailey. They'd both be fun. Everyone else, I'm not interested.
We've never done an international.
No,
we
haven't.
We have, Tully, we've done. But we haven't
done a
North American deep dive.
That'd be fun. I'd be down for that. That's it. Don't go around soiling the name of BB on Blast to fellow Twitter people. Say that we're really good and get people to listen to us. And join us on Friday for the finale. Woo!
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.